So happy it's Tuesday. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour. Welcome, ESPN 1700 AM, with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. Special segment here on Tuesday. Feels a little bit different. I guess Friday isn't right around the corner. Not sure how much I like that or not. We're usually here Thursday, but filling in a little bit and going to make the most of it.
Yeah, we got a good show lined up for you guys.
In studio with us, we have Sean Weber, the Love Doctor. He's a family law attorney with Brave, Weber, and Mack. He's an advocate of the collaborative divorce, has a great track record for keeping people out of court when going through a divorce. And we've got a segment that he does about love and real estate. And we'll
It's called the Valentine's Day package, right?
That's right.
And we also have in-house Brian Davis from AccuPlan. Brian's going to tell us today how to take control of your retirement. Maybe it's invested in stocks and bonds. We're also going to use these funds to invest in possibly real estate, private businesses, or you can learn how to raise capital using other people's money, that old OPM. So we are going to talk exclusively about how to take control of your retirement investment soon.
Well, let's get right down to business. Sean, let's start right off with collaborative divorce. I think we can all wrap our minds around what divorce is, but collaborative, that seems a little bit counterintuitive. What does that mean?
Well, I mean, you know, what people typically think of when they think of engaging a legal process for divorce is, you know, hiring the attorney and going to family court and doing battle. I mean, if you really want to get depressed, go hang out over at the family court over on 6th Avenue downtown, and it'll depress you.
I don't think I've run into anybody that's not upset about that process. In fact, a lot of times they say it just cost me thousands of dollars, and the stress about it was just incredible.
Exactly. And what's going on now with the court system especially is there's been a lot of budget cuts like we're all experiencing, and it's even worse than it was before. So now it's like divorce at the DMV. It's taking forever to do anything.
Oh, yeah, the government's really got systems in place that will blow your mind.
Yeah, so what we figured out is how to do divorce outside of court. And there's a couple of different ways to do it, and collaborative divorce is one of them. And what you do with collaborative divorce is you have two attorneys that sign an agreement with the parties that says they're never going to go to court. They'll never cross the threshold of the family courtroom.
The attorneys won't.
And the parties don't have to either, generally. And if either of the parties decide, well, I'm going to litigate anyway, then they lose their attorney. The attorneys drop out of the process. So there's always an incentive to stay in the...
And they go get another attorney, theoretically.
They have to start over, essentially.
So they're not really relinquishing any rights. They're just agreeing ahead of time that we're going to do this peacefully. We're going to do it collaboratively.
Exactly. And then, you know, to use the word collaborative, we bring in... you know, mental health professionals to help out on a case, and we bring in financial specialists to help out, and they can all be part of the team, and they sign the agreement too. So you always have this team of people that's available to help you reach an agreement without going to court.
And so I would imagine this takes less of a toll on the family.
Yeah, it's much better for the family, especially when you got kids involved, because a lot of times we'll bring in a mental health professional to serve as a child specialist, to be a voice for the kids, and to help the parents understand, you know, what can we do that'll be in the best interest of the kids? Really, honestly, the research is very clear on this. Anything you can do to keep the conflict down in a divorce case is better for the kids.
So attorneys, a mental health professional, who else is in this room collaborating?
It's up to the parties how many people they want to bring in. But, you know, the typical full team case will be two attorneys, a financial specialist who acts as a neutral to help with the money issues, a child specialist to help with the kids. So a total of six.
Up to six. Professionals.
Yeah, professionals. And again, you can make this as big or as simple as you want. I've done cases where it's just two attorneys in the room.
Right.
The minimum is you have to have the two attorneys. But
Got
you
it.
Can add as you need. And it's a really good way of doing it because, you know, I'm an attorney. I'm a really smart guy. I have an advanced degree and everything. But you don't want me giving financial advice.
I can see that. And you probably don't want to give financial advice anyway.
No, I'm not good at it.
That's somebody else's world. That's somebody else's world. Okay, understood. So why doesn't everybody do this?
I think the real reason everybody doesn't do it when they get a divorce is because they don't know about it. They just assume, you know, they go to an attorney and the attorney says, well, okay, we'll file your case at court and we're off to the races. Mm-hmm. Give me my $5,000 retainer. Right. If somebody starts an argument. And a lot of attorneys don't start from a standpoint of this is a family. The family's not ending. They're just transitioning their roles. you know, two parents that were married versus two parents that aren't married anymore. And we can help do this in a way that's respectful and keeps you out of court. But you have to ask your attorney, do you offer out-of-court solutions? And if they don't, you have to ask why.
Right. So not necessarily, although every attorney could participate in a collaborative divorce, not all of them opt to do so.
That's correct. To call it a collaborative divorce, attorneys take a they take a course in how to think as a collaborator as opposed to think as a litigator.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And so there's some coursework that we like to see.
Kind of like unlawyer training.
There's a lot of truth in that. A lot of it is, you know, paradigm shifts for us lawyers because we're thinking in terms, you know, when we go through law school, we're thinking in terms of being a zealous advocate and going to war for people.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a war.
I would imagine it's way better for the family if it cannot be. I mean, I understand there's times it's unavoidable, but I would think it's a whole lot better if you can figure out a way that it's
absolutely
not.
I always ask my clients, hey, do you want to dance at your daughter's wedding?
What does that mean?
Well, that's a very good question. My wife, her parents divorced when she was older, and then her grandparents also divorced when people didn't divorce. And neither one of the grandparents came to our wedding because they were afraid that the other one was going to be there. You know, it's really sad. And that happens. You know, people have really awful experiences from litigation, and litigation can actually make it worse.
Uh-huh.
And it makes it especially hard on the kids. And so I always ask, hey, do you want to dance at your daughter's wedding? And if so, then how are we going to do this in such a way that you can have a relationship with the other parent where that's possible?
Right. And every father does. Every mother does.
You
bet. Of course
they
do.
Daughter. And these days, statistically speaking, you're going to go through a divorce, right? I mean, it's not the way it used to be. It seems that way.
Unfortunately, half of all marriages fail in divorce. Yeah.
Yeah,
it happens, you know. And so, you know, you can't change the fact that people get divorced, right? But you can change how they divorce.
Makes sense. It seems like a very unique service. I think one of your goals here is to bring this awareness about a collaborative divorce to the community so that more and more people have the opportunity of taking advantage if necessary. I mean, obviously, we don't want to do this for frivolous reasons, but if the divorce is imminent, here's
right.
a better solution.
I'm not in the business of saying, hey, let's get a divorce. I'm in the business of saying, hey, if this marriage has to be ended mm-hmm. or something has to be done about this marriage, can we do this in a way that's going to do less harm? You know, or is it going to do more good? Are we going to be able to transition this family in a way that's not going to be destructive to the people in the family?
Certainly makes sense. I mean, in the end, the family still exists to some degree. You're going to have to interact with this other person, especially if there's children,
yeah.
a house, assets.
That's right.
They're not going away.
Just because you think you're getting a divorce doesn't mean that you're not going to have to interact with the other parent of your kids for the next.
Sometimes more interaction is necessary after the divorce.
You know, that happens. I've had people come out of my, you know, my mediation sessions or my collaborative sessions say, you know what, we communicated better in this session than we did during 30 years of marriage.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's because we have to teach them new skills on how to interact.
You take on the role of therapist as well.
Yeah, but, you know, well, I'm not a therapist, so therefore. Why not bring in a mental health professional
sure.
into your collaborative
sure. case?
Sure,
I can see that.
And also, I've seen situations where, you know, people are living together, they're married, everything seems copacetic for a while, and they're not happy, and they're basically not communicating very well, but they're raising the children, they're living their lives. And once they're divorced, they've got to organize, you know, pickup of the kids, drop off of the kids, custody stuff, transfer this, transfer that. And I've heard people basically step up and say, I'm communicating more now that I'm divorced than I was when I was married.
I've seen that happen. And there's a way that that can go well, and there's a way that it can go badly. And a big part of what I do is help people not have to be my client later on down the road, if that
One
makes any sense.
Shot.
Maybe that's bad for my business. But I feel bad when I see repeat business because it means that I did not impart a skill or something happened where these two people couldn't make it work, and so they needed to go back in court and fight about it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
With collaborative, it's much less likely to happen. And if there is a problem later on down the road, there's no reason why they couldn't come back to their collaborative team and try to resolve whatever new problems they may have. Yeah.
This is Real Estate Radio Hour, the helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. We're on the air with Brian Davis. He's Director of Business Development over there at AccuPlan. He is going to walk us through how we can utilize our retirement money to buy real estate, amongst other things. And you've just heard from Sean Weber here with Brave, Weber, and Mac. talking about collaborative divorce and how it's an alternative to the traditional meat grinder court system. When we come back, we're going to get into alternative dispute resolutions, mediation, arbitration, talk a little about nesting and a deferred sale through a divorce, and get into exactly what I can buy with my retirement plan here with Brian Davis, all when we come back.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Would you like a free copy of your real credit report? Hi, Mr. Credit here. For the first time in the history of credit reporting, you can get a truly free credit report with all three bureaus and all three scores, a complete mortgage credit report with no surprises. You sign into a free account, so it's 100% secure as well. Call 888-888-0154 or go to freemrcreditreport.com today. That's 888-888-0154 or freemrcreditreport.com to get your free credit report right now. Just click on the apply button in the top right corner of the page, freemrcreditreport.com. That's freemrcreditreport.com. Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
Hey, Ray Lucia here. You know, according to Ned Davis Research, the average bull market runs about 2 years. The current bull market is nearly 4 years old. Now, on top of that, you've got low interest rates, a fight brewing on the debt ceiling, fiscal cliff 2.0, and a very dysfunctional Congress. So what's an investor to do for income and growth yet still manage risk? Well, that is exactly what the Brain Trust will be discussing at the upcoming 2013 Retirement Forum, sponsored by RJL Wealth Management, and it's right here in San Diego. This town hall-style discussion is something you do not want to miss. And the best part is it's all free. So join me, Ray Lucia, Rick the Professor Plum, and tax lawyer Rob Butterfield as we discuss retirement Saturday, March 9th at 9 a.m. at the La Jolla Marriott. Call 877-PLANNER, then press the number 2. That's 877-PLANNER, or register online at discussretirement.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, member SIPC, and affiliate of RJL Wealth Management. Neither Ray Lucia, CFP, nor Rick Plum are registered representatives of any securities firm, including Lucia Securities.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Greeny, let's talk pillow top beds.
All right, suddenly I'm very uncomfortable with this conversation.
Well, get comfortable, because I'm talking the kind of comfy pillow top bed you can find at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Go on.
I'm talking 8 hours of shut-eye and a cloud of bliss.
Cloud of bliss? Cloud of bliss? What kind of catchphrase is that? You got to rebound from that.
You want to talk rebounds? La Quinta pillow top bed. That's how I rebound.
Oh, I'm with you.
Well, I hope not, Greeny. I prefer to bunk alone.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM is the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. In studio with us, Brian Davis with AccuPlan and Sean Weber, Brave, Weber, and Mac. Gentlemen,
thank you for joining us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Excellent. Prior to the break there, we were talking about collaborative divorce. We're going to jump a little bit forward and hit on, well, frankly, a traditional divorce, but more importantly, I think, alternative resolution methods. And Sean, we were talking in the break there. You have a great track record of keeping people out of court, which seems a little bit counterintuitive for an attorney. But I can see how that's going to benefit the family. What other methods are there?
Well, besides collaborative divorce, which is I have a bias for, there's also mediation, where the parties can meet with a neutral party, typically an attorney, sometimes a therapist. It depends on what they want out of the mediator. And that person helps them reach a resolution of their issues.
It's kind of like a do-it-yourself thing with a little bit of help, right?
Yeah, I mean, the reason you're getting divorced is maybe because you haven't been able to come to agreement on things a lot of times. So sitting around the kitchen table trying to sort it out didn't work. And so what I can do as a mediator is I can help people resolve things without going to court, and we can do it a lot cheaper than you can in a litigated case. My typical mediation is around $4,000 to $5,000, whereas my litigated cases, like, it's insane. Sky's the limit. That's a great way to kind of keep the cost down and help people resolve things constructively. We can be a lot more creative in a mediation and in a collaborative divorce than with anything that we do in court. We can come up with some really interesting alternative ways dividing things. You know, we're going to talk in a little bit about a deferred sale or nesting concepts. These are some things that you would never get if the court were to order them, for the most part.
Well, what is nesting?
Well, nesting is a concept where two parents, instead of the kids moving from back and forth between the parents' houses, they stay in the house and they basically get possession of the house, and the parents are the ones that pack their suitcases up and move back and forth.
So the kids stay put. All their friends, possessions, belongings stay there, and the parents
check in and out.
Go back and forth.
Yeah, and so you'll have an on-duty parent during a specific time period. They'll have a schedule, and they'll come in, and they're the parent for that time, and then they'll switch.
Sounds logical, I mean, but complicated at the same time.
It is complicated.
Who gets to pick the carpets or floors and the wall color?
Well, see, that's the point. There has to be with these kind of parents that can do nesting, not everyone can do this, obviously, because there's the people that, you know, like War of the Roses, you wouldn't want those people doing a nesting kind of a situation.
I was just seeing if the kids get control of it and it looks like a kids' party.
Right, or if you have kids that play one parent off the other in a divorce, it's worse.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, my kids are always, hey, mom said I could go to the store. You know,
yeah.
They're going to be able to do that more in a nesting situation. So it requires a very high level of cooperation between the parents and a high level of functioning. But if they're at war with each other, they probably shouldn't consider it. But if they can get past their differences and they can cooperate, nesting is a really good option, although you should do it with your eyes wide open and make sure that it's not a situation that actually increases the conflict, but rather makes it better for the kids.
It does sound like a way that allows the parents to put their own needs in, or put the kids' needs in front of the parents. I would think this is way better for the kids.
It can be. And again, like I said, it'll only work if it actually reduces the conflict.
Yeah, I mean, it really seems like if you put the kids first that this might work, because
right.
You know, a lot of times kids are, you know, shuffled back and forth, and, you know, the school district issues and things like that that are taking place. I mean, you know, if someone has custody, even if it's 50% custody, you know, they're getting up in the morning, taking the kids to school, and if they're living pretty far away. I mean, that could be a journey. And if you do this nesting idea, you know, the kids don't have to get up and do anything.
Well, that's the idea behind it. But like I said, you know, if parents are going to decide, hey, I want to do nesting, they should go into it with their eyes wide open. They should be realistic about what they're capable of doing with the other parent, and probably involve the help of a mental health professional to make sure that it's all set up right.
Well, Sean, I mean, you're on the cutting edge of what's going on right now, and I've got a couple questions for you. One is, do you see a lot of this nesting thing going on? I mean,
I don't. And the reason is because of what I just said. It's not for everybody. It has to be the right couple. You have to be able to have that kind of interaction. But when it works really well.
Well, statistically speaking, with the economy somewhat on the rise, real estate prices are coming up. Are you seeing people getting divorced now more than they were, or are they? Is that cooling off? I mean,
yeah, I have no scientific data to back this up, but I have noticed an uptick in my practice and the uptick in filings as far as what I'm doing. And a lot of the colleagues I've talked to have said, yeah, we're seeing it too, that it seems to be an increase.
And why would you think that would be?
Well, I have my own little pet theories, and one is that when people have money, they can afford to pay the attorneys. I think what happened during the crisis of 2008 and 2009 is we attorneys saw a sharp drop-off, although the family court reported that they didn't see much of a drop-off in filings. So I think what was happening is people were doing a lot of their divorces on their own, or what they were doing is they were waiting until a time when maybe there was more equity in the house. And they found themselves upside down in their house. There were more important things to worry about, like, are we going to be able to keep our house?
Put
a roof over our head, as opposed to whether we're going to get a divorce. But then I think after a certain period of time, maybe there was some pent-up demand to where people realize, okay, yeah, we have to do something about this marriage after all, so let's go ahead and talk to an attorney and get this going.
Well, sure. I mean, the cost of living in San Diego is pretty high. You divide the household like that, and someone's got to leap out and set up their own household. They've duplicated all these bills. I mean, maybe they wouldn't be able to survive financially.
It's expensive to get divorced. And I had a conversation with a couple this morning. You know, they were the husband was the support payer in the situation, and he was upset because he felt like he was paying too much. And the wife was receiving the money, and she was upset because she felt like she wasn't getting enough. And honestly, they were both right, because they were both having to really tighten their belts, because, you know, when you're living together under one roof, you're able to pull your resources, right? But, you know, when you're splitting up, it costs more. It's cheaper to keep her.
Huh, cheaper to keep her. Well, you had mentioned going to court. Deferred sale and nesting aren't necessarily options, and I assume that through collaborative they are. Why is that not an option through the court system?
Well, I mean, the court wants to do things as simply as they can. Okay, deferred sale is something that you could technically do. There is a code section that allows for it. You have to show the court certain things, like this is going to be good for the kids, we can afford this, you know, this isn't going to put an unreasonable financial burden on either party, you know. So sometimes a deferred sale can happen. Maybe I should define what a deferred sale is. That's where the parties decide they're going to hold on to the house for whatever reason until some future date, and they're going to probably stay in the house as tenants in common. And then maybe for the benefit of the kids until the kids are 18 or something like that, or until some date that they choose. And one person stays in the house, and then you have an out spouse, and they're sharing ownership. And that can be a good option, especially if you have a house that maybe it's upside down and you're hoping that maybe it's going to catch up. The market's,
or the market's in recovery like now.
Right. And I've got a lot of people that are kind of saying, hoping that they'd rather do that. They'd rather hang on until selling it right now so they don't have to do a short sale. And so the deferred sale is there, and there are some requirements for it. But it's harder to get a deferred sale through the court system than if you were to agree to it. We could be a lot more creative and flexible when we're doing it outside of court and we've got two parties that are agreeing, because the court doesn't care what you do for most issues unless you don't agree.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. The helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. It is our Valentine's Day show. Call in if you have any love-related questions. Sean is here to answer. 888-551-2593. When we come back, Brian Davis is going to tell us about all the things we can invest our retirement plan with. When we come back.
Today's the day for you to take the Kramer Insurance Challenge. If you think you have good insurance, then today you're going to get paid for it. Carlos Kramer and Kramer Insurance will give you a $25 Starbucks gift card today if they can't get you a better price or more coverage. I got both when I took the Kramer Insurance Challenge, lower price and more coverage. We're talking about auto, home, life, workers' comp, and any business policies as well. Simply call 888-214-8885. That's 888-214-8885. Not only do you have nothing to lose, but you are guaranteed to have something to gain. Either you will get better, cheaper insurance with a trusted local provider, or you will get a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Just call 888-214-8885 and take the Kramer Insurance Challenge today. That's 888-214-8885, 888-214-8885. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the United States own mutual funds. It makes me wonder how many of these people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is willing to do a free risk cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, call the helpline today and get a free analysis so you can find out how much these investments are really costing you. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much? Dan will tell you this for free, and he'll also give you a risk analysis snapshot so you can find out if you're taking on more risk than you should be. Just call the helpline today at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Do you have negative items on your credit report that you'd like to clean up? Hi, Mr. Credit here. I've helped thousands of people clean up their credit reports and improve their credit scores over the years. It all starts with some good and honest advice. I recently created the Credit Repair Helpline, so when you're ready to get serious about improving your credit score and cleaning up your credit report, you have a resource on your side that you know you can trust. Talk to a certified credit expert today by going to MrCreditRadio.com or call the helpline, 800-525-1349. That's 800-525-1349. Everyone can have good credit, no matter how bad you think it is now. With the proper knowledge and time on your side, everyone can have 750 credit score. Email me through MrCreditRadio.com or call the Credit Repair Helpline at 800-525-1349. That's 800-525-1349. 800-525-1349.
We couldn't imagine functioning without the advice of our CPA.
Mark Cuneo, Vice President of Grower Relations, Sebastiani Vineyards and Winery.
We just finished a new multi-million dollar winery, and without our CPA being involved in all of the capital planning, financing, and the leasing of equipment, we would have never realized our dreams of creating our quality product.
Certified public accountants are at the heart of sound financial decision-making, providing objective financial guidance to help companies grow and families build financial security.
Our CPA is very much a member of the team. Emma's dog is even painted on the wall of the tasting room.
Make sure your CPA is a member of the California Society of Certified Public Accountants. Trusted, objective, at the heart of sound financial decisions.
There really always has been a CPA involved in the decisions. It's really kept us in business for over 100 years and family-owned and operated for over 100 years.
To ask a CPA, visit us at calcpa.org.
Hey, it's the coach. If you haven't ordered your Valentine's roses from 1-800-Flowers.com yet, do it now. I've already done it, but if you haven't, don't wait any longer. Wow her this Valentine's. Do not settle for less. 1-800-Flowers.com has a wide selection of beautiful roses ready to be sent to your Valentine. Deliveries can still make it in time, but you got to hurry. For a guy that has spent a majority of their adult life living a long way from home, 1-800-Flowers.com has been an absolute must to keep my family happy. More importantly, my mama happy. 1-800-Flowers.com is a special last-minute offer just for my listeners. 18 romantic roses for only $29.99. But this offer from 1-800-Flowers.com is only available until tomorrow at midnight, so order now. To get 18 gorgeous roses at $29.99 or other great Valentine's offers, go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device today. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and enter COACH. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter COACH, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention COACH.
We
Welcome back to Tuesday's edition of the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Ryan White,
and myself, Big Mac David McKelvin. We just heard from Sean Weber, the attorney at law. Sean, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And we're here with Brian Davis from AccuPlan, basically a money custodian, isn't that right?
Exactly. We are an IRA custodian to help people administer their IRAs and 401ks.
Listen, if you're out there and you have enough money to run for office like Mitt Romney and you want to figure out how you can self-direct over $100 million, this is the guy you want to talk to. Brian, tell us a little bit more about what you do. How do we take control of our retirement?
Well, it's very simple. We're a self-directed IRA custodian, so we help people take their retirement dollars and invest in what they know best. So if you want to take your retirement and invest in things like real estate, private businesses, precious metals, raw land, we're a custodian that allows you to do that, unlike most financial institutions and brokers who limit you to stocks and bonds.
Well, listen, if you're sitting out there and you're realizing that the real estate market is going up and you're missing out, there may be an opportunity for you right now to tap into some money that you may not have thought you had access to. And Brian, why is it that more financial planners don't talk about this? I mean, are you a financial planner? What is this?
No, we're not a financial planner. We are third-party administrators. And what we call our industry is self-directed retirement account industry, meaning you're in control of your retirement funds. You direct the investments. We don't have investments. So we help people that want to invest in the quote-unquote alternative investment market space. So when you're with a financial planner, so to speak, you're limited to what you can invest in: stocks, bonds, mutual funds, REITs, annuities if you're with an insurance company. But there is a big list of things out there that you can invest in that those brokerage houses just won't do. It's not that you can't do them, because legally under the IRS guidelines, you can invest in almost anything.
Well, speaking of guidelines, I mean, obviously with a SEP IRA or a 401k, there are certain guidelines. And this investment opportunity presents itself, it seems like, there's opportunity for people to contribute more. Or, you know, what if you buy a piece of real estate and say 10 years down the road, it needs a new roof and you need to put $10,000 into this thing? Is this going to cause problems with your investment?
It could if you haven't managed your money correctly. So let's just use the example you brought up there, David. You buy a property in your retirement account. So you're not buying the property in your name. You're not buying it in David McKelvin. You're buying it in your IRA's name, which if it was with our company would be American Estate and Trust for benefit of David McKelvin IRA. If you're renting it out, all the rents go right back into your IRA. It's tax deferred money. So you got money into your IRA. So you do want to make sure you have enough money to pay for expenses, because all the expenses also have to come from your IRA. So, you know, a real good example is if you're buying a distressed property right now, keep a little chunk of change in there, or at least make sure you have other retirement dollars that you can bring in. If you have a, you know, different IRA somewhere else, or an old 401k, or worry about your annual contributions that you can make to an IRA.
So I think what you're saying, Brian, is you take money and you place it with your company underneath this corporation, aka Brian Davis Investment Trust, right? I mean, in your example, and you have, say, $20,000 in there. You buy a piece of real estate. It's rented. It's making money. And you have that $20,000 in there that you could allocate towards maybe rents that weren't normally made because the tenants weren't there, or repairs that needed to be for the property.
Repairs. So, I mean, you really have to look at it as an investment vehicle. It can't be a primary residence. It has to be an investment property. So when you take your retirement and you invest in a property, everything has to come. All the expenses must be paid from that retirement account, and all the income that gets generated goes to the IRA, tax deferred or tax free if it's a Roth IRA. So it's just a different type of investment. So instead of owning IBM stock or what have you in your retirement account, you own the property on 555 Main Street. And you need to make sure, just like if you were buying any rental property, that you had enough funds to cover all expenses.
It seems like the big benefit here is that I get to buy a property in our situation with essentially the government's money, or 35% of the government's money, right? That's the whole idea, is that I'm not paying taxes until I take the money out when I am what?
At the minimum, 59 and a half without taking a penalty. But if you're in a pre-tax IRA, when you reach age 70 and a half, the government starts forcing you to take pieces of that out at retirement. And at that time, if it's a pre-tax IRA, like a traditional IRA or a SEP IRA, you're going to get taxed on that as earned income, which is a little different than a Roth IRA, which grows tax-free. So you're never paying taxes on it because if you put the money in your retirement account, you pay taxes on it then.
And do you administer both types of plans?
Yes, we administer traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, and something called a solo 401k.
Got it. So both the pre- and the post-tax money.
Exactly. So we help people take those. Our real big thing is we help people take those investments and invest in what they know best. So if you're not somebody that invests in the stock market or isn't happy with the ups and downs of the stock market, you want to invest in a piece of real estate. Maybe you want to loan somebody some money that's investing in some real estate. You want to be the bank because they're an investor. They're having a hard time getting a loan.
Yeah, this doesn't actually have to be just buying real estate. You could actually loan money.
Exactly. I've been doing this myself. I've been doing this self-directed IRA thing for about 4 years, and I have a Roth IRA, and I've been loaning money to guys that are fix and flipping properties. It's been secured by a trust deed, and they've been paying back my IRA, and that's growing tax-free, at 10-12%, depending on, what type of loan I can get. And, if you understand real estate, if that's what you understand, and a lot of your listeners are, why not take your retirement dollars and invest in what you know best, real estate, notes, loans?
I'm doing the same thing as well, not buying the notes, but buying the actual structure. And we're doing the flips and the repairs and the eventual sale with exactly that. Retirement funds.
Exactly. It's a great source of, using other people's money. There was, like I said, $4.7 trillion in IRAs, just IRAs. We're not even talking about 401ks and pension plans at the end of 2010. And 98% of that's in the stock market.
Why is that?
Because our industry is dominated by the banks and investment banks that specialize in securities, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. But the current retirement system goes back to ERISA, which Congress passed in 1974 and has been in place since 1975. Well, our industry has been dominated by those banks and investment banks, and they can make commissions off doing trades, off everything like that, off securities. So if you want to invest in a non-securitized asset like real estate, maybe a private placement, which I see a lot of, or maybe a friend starting a company that you could invest in his company, you can use your retirement funds and do that. There are some certain rules we could talk about, but you can invest in pretty much anything.
Yeah, we definitely want to find out what you can and cannot invest in. But if you're just tuning in, we are on the line here with Brian Davis. This is AM 1700 ESPN. The hotline is 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. If you want to learn how you can take control of your investment IRA or 401k and self-direct it, it's not something that you can just decide to do. You have to go to a custodian, and that's what AccuPlan does. AccuPlan, the director of business development, we got on the line right here, Brian Davis, is explaining to us exactly what you can do, how you can invest in those real estate investments.
Exactly. I help run you through the process so you can direct your retirement account through real estate or a note or a private placement, anything like that.
They say 98% of the $4.7 trillion that's invested right now in 401k or an IRA is in the stock market.
Right.
And so I don't know about you, but I can't step into that boardroom and demand where my money's being spent. But when it comes down to self-directing my own IRA, I can control to some extent what goes on.
Exactly. And it's not for everybody. Not everybody is looking to take an active role in their retirement account. Not everybody has knowledge of real estate or private investments. But for those of us that do, those of us in the real estate community that want to take their retirement funds and invest in real estate on some level, whether it be notes or a loan or
There's so many ideas that come to mind. Imagine if you're living in a home right now, and the neighbor calls up and says, I'm thinking about selling my house. Or there's a piece of land behind you that you'd like to buy. And the guy says, I'll sell it to you at some ridiculously low price. And you don't actually have the funds to tap into that right now. Give Brian Davis a call, because if you've got some money in your 401k, this may be just the solution that you're looking for. The telephone number here is 888-551-2593. Now, what are some of the things you can't invest in?
That's what's real interesting about this. There's only two things that your IRA can't invest in, according to ERISA. One of those is life insurance contracts, and the other one is collectibles, as the IRS says this is a collectible, which is art collections, rug collections, antiques, alcohol, anything illegal. And this can all, you can look us all up in Publication 590 on the IRS's website. It goes into every detail about what an IRA can and can't invest in.
That's interesting, because we know that in California that's a gray area when we talk about what's legal and what's not legal. Well, when we come back, we're going to have Brian Davis dive into exactly what we can buy a little bit more specifically and talk a little bit more about vacation rentals. And Ryan, you manage about 100 vacation rentals in Mission Beach. Maybe you see some of this when we come back.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he's someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. Or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed it talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. The National Hockey League owners and Commissioner Gary Bettman, with an assist from the NHL Players Association, have already turned this hockey season into a semi-travesty by allowing their labor battle to drag into January. Now they have a chance to make some amends later this week. The league and the union will meet with Olympic officials and international hockey officials to discuss the terms under which NHL players will take part in next year's Olympics. They need to get this right. NHL participation in the Olympics, which dates to 1998, has been a boon for hockey and for the league. Most European players, especially the Russians, will probably go and play regardless of what the league mandates. The Olympics are that important to them. The NHL wants concessions on things like promoting the Olympics on their media platforms. Fine, get all the marketing and exposure you can get, but make sure you show up to play, period. I'm John Feinstein.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página ESPN Radio 1700.com.
Welcome back to ESPN 1700. You are on the line with
Ryan White
and myself, David McKelvin. We've got Brian Davis in the house with AccuPlan, sharing with us exactly how you can self-direct your IRA, right?
Exactly.
And this isn't something you can just do on your own. You can't just go to your financial planner, say, and do this. Is that right or not?
Generally, that is correct. Your financial planner is going to be limited to letting you invest in securitized assets, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, REITs, things like that.
So if you're listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, hey, I've got this self-directed, this IRA or this 401k, I've got a lump sum of money in it, and I'd like to have a little bit more active role in the process of where this money's invested because, Lord knows, the stock market's been a roller coaster lately. You know, this is what you're tuning into the right place. And we're also here with Sean Weber, which is a family law attorney, fan of the collaborative divorce. And, you know, offline, we talked a little bit on the break about what if you went ahead and bought one of these self-directed IRA plans and you bought a piece of real estate. Now you're getting a divorce. What do you do now? How do you divide this?
Well, I mean, I was actually thinking about that. What do I do if I come across this in one of my cases? And you're saying, you said over the break that you could just divide this like you would any other IRA.
Yeah, so just like, let's say you owned IBM stock in your retirement plan. You could see the dollar value of it that day, so it's pretty easy to divide that. That's why the financial planners stick with those types of things. It's very easy to do record keeping on. So when it's in a hard asset like real estate, we're going to have somebody give us a value of that and then split it up, you know, pertaining to those values that the appraisal or broker's opinion was given.
So, I mean, I'm assuming then there has to be money in there to be able to effectuate that split inside the IRA. Is that right?
Or it can be rolled out in kind as in rollovers so that they each take a, you know, percentage as tenants in common.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Of that property, their IRAs do, unless they want to take it individually, but they probably would want to keep it in their retirement plan for...
Yeah, that would make the most sense. You can still split it up, even
right.
If it's a hard asset.
Exactly.
So, not to interrupt, but we're going to take this, we're going to determine that there's this value on this house, and we're going to say, okay, wife gets X percent, husband gets Y percent of that property, and then we're going to create a new IRA for one of those parties to get their percentage.
Correct.
And it's going to be like a tenants in common interest.
Exactly.
Kind of
so if you do want to team, you can do that from the beginning, or you know, one of these divorce situations right there, your IRA can go in as tenants in common with other parties.
Oh, so you just go ahead and divide it on paper.
So and exactly. Even if it's outside of a divorce context, if you wanted to have a partner with somebody in a property, like you could use your IRA
exactly. So
as a percent owner
if
of that.
You and I had our IRA funds and we wanted to buy this property on 555 Main Street and we had enough money in each of our IRAs, we could buy it together as tenants in common. There would be a whatever percentage we bought it in. Let's say we bought it 60-40, 60% your IRA, 40% mine. 60% of all expenses would have to come from your IRA, 40% from mine, and then the income coming back in would go back out in those same defined percentages.
Well, that seems fair to me.
Yeah, seems straightforward.
It seems a little bit along the lines of using other people's money to come together and invest in something that may have a greater return.
Exactly.
We talked a little bit earlier about actually doing that where you get a hold of other people's money. So if you're a company out there and you raise capital, or for example, you mentioned earlier that you invest in people that are flipping real estate right now. Mm-hmm. So they're making you money and you're not even really involved in the process.
Right. Well, in my case, I'm directly involved. My IRA is getting a second trustee investment, but I'm seeing a lot of private funds that are lending out money on its own, or they're buying more real estate on their own. So the IRA is actually becoming a member of an LLC or a subscriber of a partnership that's going out and making other investments. So those people that are raising money, let's say they're a hard money lender and they have a company that's going out and, you know, lending money out to guys, they can raise money from people's IRAs.
So they reach out and contact you and say, I've got this investment. Here's my company. Here's the rate of return.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. Now, you know, we're in a different position. Like I said, I'm not a financial planner, and I can't advise people on what to invest in. But I do a lot of educational seminars and webinars on how to invest your money in different types of investments, whether it be trust deeds, raw land, buying international. I am doing one. People are buying, you know, key turn flip properties like in the South and in Arizona. So there's a million things you can do, and you really just have to start thinking outside the box. And what I try to do is a lot of educational events with people that have different investments out there. So it gives my clients ideas. Oh, I didn't think I could invest in that. Oh, I didn't think I could invest in that. So for instance, I met with a financial advisor who deals with the stock market every day, and we're just talking to each other about what we can and can't do. And he goes, I have a friend who has a private hedge fund, or venture fund, I should say. Can I invest my IRA in that? And I said, sure. So he went in, took his IRA, moved it over to me, and then put the money into his friend's venture fund.
So a financial advisor took his money and placed it with you to invest in something he thought was worthwhile.
Exactly. You know, he didn't take all of his money. He took a portion of it that he wanted to invest in this venture fund that he thought might have a great return, put it over to an IRA with us, and then and directed us to invest in the fund with his IRA. So the IRA owns a piece of, you know, Acme company fund.
You had mentioned webinars and seminars. How do I find out more information about those?
Well, you can go to my website at AccuPlanSanDiego.com, or my business card is AccuPlan.net-SD. And you can enter in your information on my AccuPlan San Diego site. I'll put you on my email list. I send out e-blasts when I have seminars and webinars, and I'd be more than happy to give people that information. And I do have some recorded seminars and webinars that I can provide as well.
Do you have any coming up?
I have two webinars this week. I have one tomorrow night with a company that buys real estate in Nicaragua. And then I have one on Thursday during the day, where people, it's a turnkey system where they're buying real estate that you can invest in and get a rental return on it, and they do all the work for you. Those are just two examples. I'm doing a seminar next week with some folks that are buying raw land in North LA County. So,
and again, to find out more about the seminars, your website is
www.accuplansandiego.com.
Great. Thank you very much, Brian. I really appreciate you taking the time to, you know, talk to us a little bit about how to self-direct your IRA and invest in either businesses or real estate. You know, you can really get a hands-on situation, or invest one time in a self-directed situation where you see an opportunity that you can seize and maybe didn't think otherwise.
Mr. Weber.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for joining us, enlightening us about a collaborative divorce. Seems like a smooth transition to an otherwise rocky process. Glad you're bringing that out to the public. Seems like a good service everybody should take advantage of. We didn't have time to get through your love and real estate frequently asked questions, but that is at your website, bravewebermac.com.
That's right.
And maybe we'll go through that a little bit more next time.
We'll look forward to it.
Until next time.
Thank you, guys.